Chapter 28. Rough or smooth, apostrophe said Mr. Codlin, beating his hand on the little footboard where Punch, when suddenly struck with the symmetry of his legs, and their capacity for silk stockings, is accustomed to exhibit them to popular admiration. Rough or smooth, I won't go further than the mile and a half tonight. I put up at the Jolly Sandboys and nowhere else. If you like to come there, come there. If you like to go on by yourself, and do without me if you can. Apostrophe, so saying, Mr. Codlin disappeared from the scene, and immediately presented himself outside the theater, took it on his shoulders at a jerk, and made off with most remarkable agility. Any further controversy being now out of the question, Short was fain to part with Mr. Grinder and his pupils, and to follow his morose companion. After lingering at the finger post for a few minutes, to see the stilts frisking away in the moonlight, and the bearer of the drum toiling slowly after them, he blew a few notes upon the trumpet as a parting salute, and hastened with all speed to follow Mr. Codlin. With this view he gave his unoccupied hand to Nell, and bidding her be of good cheer as they would soon be at the end of their journey for that night, and stimulating the old man with a similar assurance, led them at a pretty swift pace towards their destination, which he was the less unwilling to make for, as the moon was now overcast, and the clouds were threatening rain. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.